B-Pod Studios.
Samantha, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Leah's on the phone for War of the Roses. And Leah, what's going on with Spencer? You sent us a message.
We've been together 3 years now, so it's been a while. I've been kind of waiting for him to propose. I thought he'd do it this Christmas, but that just didn't happen. And I thought he was going to do it before my birthday, a month before then. That didn't happen. So, you know, my best friend was like, does he hide his phone? And I'm like, he has a passcode on it, but we don't really, you know, kind of trust each other. We've never really looked in each other's stuff. Does he come home late? I'm like, he has a 9-to-5. He doesn't really do that. But the other day, he's been working at this place for 8 years, and he's never had to come home late.
Okay.
But he said he had to work late, and it's a pretty strict 9-to-5. So based on what my friend told me, I was just laying in bed, tossing and turning with my eyes wide open. And I was like, no, I have got to find out if something's going on.
Okay.
So I admit I went through his stuff and I found a note. And it was in his work stuff, and there's some old pictures in there, so I'm not sure how old this note is, but it was to his ex-girlfriend, Allie, and she's the one that got away, and he missed her, and a bunch of different stuff. So now
he wrote a note for his ex that said she is the one that got away, and he just had that.
I was going to say, maybe that's a good sign that he never sent it. Like, maybe at some point after the breakup, he was just getting something off his chest and it got lost in the shuffle.
Why is that his work stuff? I mean, it was also with his calendar and his planner.
This comes down to two things, Leah. Either Spencer wrote it a long time ago and held on to it, or he's written it in the last 3 years since you've been together. And is that cheating?
I think it would be a conversation to be had, but no, I mean.
I mean, what if she is the one that got away?
Honestly, I would probably end the relationship, because if you're still thinking about someone from your past, then that probably means we shouldn't be together.
You know, if it was any time after we moved in together, then I would think it's a big issue.
Okay.
You know?
All right, let's call Spencer and find out if he sends it to this other woman, Allie. Don't say anything until we find out what he puts on that card, okay, Leah?
You got it.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Spencer, please.
Is this?
Hi, Spencer. My name's Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We're a romantic gift company, and we're trying to get our name out there. So we are doing an Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected your handle to get a dozen beautiful red roses free of charge to send to the one that you love.
Wow, that sounds really cool. I mean, is it all done right now over the phone, or do you send something to the house, or how does that work?
No, I can do it all right now over the phone. I don't need a credit card. It's not a reoccurring charge. We don't charge delivery. This is truly free of charge. We are just trying to get our name out there since we're so...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now.
Okay, like, so no receipts, you're not going to send email lists or anything like that, right?
We typically send one, but if you would like to request that we don't, I can just get rid of it for you.
Yeah, it's probably better that we don't do that.
Okay. I just need the name of the person that you'd like to send this to.
Okay, her name's Allie. A-L-L-I-E.
Okay, and I have a romantic card to go with your romantic roses. What would you like to put on that?
Just put, hey love, I've been thinking about you, I'm going to come back around soon.
Spencer, what are you doing?
What?
What are you doing?
Spencer, that's Leah. You're on the Mini Roy and Lauren Morning Show on War of the Roses.
Wait.
I never would have gone through your stuff, but I knew something was going on.
Wait, hold up, babe. Hold on a second. What is this?
This is a segment where we catch cheaters, and you've been caught.
Okay,
Leah heard everything, all about Allie, and that's not all. Leah, why don't you tell Spencer what you found?
Can you guys just hold on a second and just wait a second?
I found, no, we can't hold on. I found a note that you sent to her. You didn't send to her. I don't know. She's talking about how you
What note are you talking about, babe?
This is your ex-girlfriend that I've heard about for years now.
Spencer, quite honestly, the note is really irrelevant at this point. You sent romantic roses to your ex-girlfriend. Okay, so you can deny the note all you want.
Wait. The note, okay, look, I feel bad about the way that that ended. And sometimes even later on, you want to make, like, you want to just make somebody feel a little bit better.
Spencer, you're saying in order to make your ex feel better, you're professing your love for her and saying you'll be back soon. And you don't mean it.
I'm just being courteous.
When was it written?
It doesn't matter when it was written. I don't feel those things.
Well, before we called you, we talked about it, and Leah does feel like it matters when it was written, so go ahead and tell her.
I wrote it I think a month ago, at least, or maybe 6 weeks ago.
That's pretty new.
Right.
No, but...
And I think about a month ago, we were back home with my family for my birthday. So that's pretty hilarious.
For a second.
I am done. I'm done here.
No, this is all just trying to be nice to her because I know she's been going through a hard time.
How about this, Spencer? You hold on a second. We hear you. We understand you. You're leading this woman on. And even let's say you're not cheating on your girlfriend. You're still leading your ex on.
I would never cheat.
You know, I hope that she makes you happy.
No, Leah, I'm not going to be with her.
I am done wasting my time with you.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us mornings@kiss951.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.